let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called The Candid and Insightful Guide for the Average Person to Find Their Own Success by Identifying and Maneuvering Through the Mental Obstacles of Everyday Living. The book is called Remember the Future, Learn the Success of Commitment by Maurice Talley, showing the reader that hope is never lost in this often negative and difficult world. Maurice is an aspiring writer and author. Born in Georgia, his father was in the military, and he traveled with his parents to various Army bases until he was 12, when the family made Las Vegas their home. Maurice was enrolled at ITT Technical College, pursuing a degree in information technology, 6 months from graduating when he was incarcerated. Convicted of a crime he says he was innocent of and has the video to prove it. He found strength and peace in writing this book. For the last 6 years, he's been fighting to prove his innocence, serving time at High Desert State Prison in Indian Spring, Nevada. He'll join us later on the program by audio tape. With us on the program to talk about Maurice Talley, author of Remember the Future, Learn the Success of Commitment, is his mother, Tracy Banks Talley. Tracy, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Greg. Thank you for having me.
I know this is important in talking about the book, and we'll talk later about what you're hoping the public will do in trying to help Maurice, who, as I mentioned, is incarcerated at the present time, but we were able to get an audio tape of him. Please talk just briefly here about his situation and this book, which has been recently published, and how important this book is to him, because he's able to offer a helping hand to others out there, isn't he?
Yes. The book came about as a source of strength and peace and time for him trying to deal with his incarceration. As you said, he is incarcerated for a crime that he did not commit. I do have video proof. We are at this point. The book, I think, came about as in he wanted to let the public know that he wasn't a criminal. Yes, he did make mistakes and cause him to go the wrong route, but he learned how to overcome and deal with incarceration by putting all his effort and trying to find some kind of comfort in writing this book to help and show others out there that no matter what life brings to you, you can find some way to overcome it and deal with the situation. He does have a 6-year-old son that he didn't even find out about until he was incarcerated. We really want people to take from this book a way of finding a way of purpose. Even though you may fall down, you may get up. He has a lot of chapters that say, if you know, procrastination and just working hard to prove who you are and what your purpose can be here in this lifetime.
In just a second, we'll hear from Maurice, and he goes into detail in why he wrote the book and how he feels he can help the book. I was very impressed in listening to him. I called him an aspiring writer and author. I think he actually is a writer and author. He's got a published book, and he's able to help so many people. Before we listen, you have to be quite proud of him. I mean, he really is in difficult circumstances. But he's really reaching out there with a powerful message to help other people.
He sure is, Rick. He really is. He really, truly, because, you know, he knows that if you were to Google his name and see his crime, his photo, he don't want people to think that's the person he is. He wants people to know that he is a true human being and that he is innocent of this crime that he's accused of. And at this point in his life, he is trying to reach someone else outside the prison in order to, if they're in a situation, and to think twice before, you know, they make the wrong decisions in certain things. And again, if you make the mistake, he did own up to the mistakes that he's made. But to be given 16 years to 32 and you're only 19, you know, he had to find some type of comfort or some way to deal with being locked up for something he didn't do.
Well, and
And when you
he.
hear his when you hear him reflect on this book, you will understand. The audience, I think, will really truly understand that he has truly become a man after being locked up as a teenager and incarcerated.
He really has. And we're going to hear now from Maurice Talley, the author, the published author. Author of the book, Remember the Future, Learn the Success of Commitment, previously recorded. Here are some comments from Maurice about his book, Remember the Future. I'll be back with his mother, Tracy, after the interview.
I was inspired to write Remember the Future, first and foremost, to satisfy my desire to leave a tangible legacy for my friends, family, and mainly my son. Also for some people outside of prison who may have people, family members in similar situations, to see that change is definitely possible even after the gravest of mistakes, you know, just to have a positive future. I wanted to inspire those some certain people who may have, you know, bad perceptions of people in prison or felons, and creating them, after they read my book, a more conservative view for people of this type that may allow them to be more willing to give them a chance to show their capacity to change instead of just writing them off as lost causes. You know, everyone's path is different, and some may just need the helping hand they've never been extended. So I was inspired, hoping Remember the Future could be the vital reason that readers believe in the power of redemption and or receive that very hand that they've never had. I created the Remember the Future philosophy through extensive self-observation and conversations with numerous individuals who come from less fortunate backgrounds and for whatever reason find themselves in environments and lifestyles that are lacking positive examples. And by these means, I concluded the most common base factor, more than likely, was the proclivity, sometimes subconscious in nature, to be committed to just bad principles, usually the products of negative influences or just simple lack of progressive knowledge. Remember the Future is designed to find and concretely build the will of desire that takes manifestation when we're truly committed to something and channel that attribute toward a more respectable, productive, and positive goal. I knew there were plenty of people like me who inherently had an unwaverable ambition to succeed, but my perception of success, however, was sorely misguided. I possessed only half the puzzle. The other half is and was, of course, possible to receive or be given, but due to my imprisonment, the sole fact I was subjectively immersed in so much negativity required me to create this mental attribute basically from scratch. And, you know, it took some time, years, to put it frankly, but I made the changes psychologically, which led to a reality that at one point I didn't think was possible. I'm now convinced anyone through the same mental reconstruction can achieve this change. And Remember the Future is for anyone else with dreams, but only half the puzzle like me, whether they're behind walls or free, to find themselves and better themselves. The main thing that I wanted readers to take from Remember the Future is self-belief, finding true self-belief. I say true because what we sometimes consider to be self-belief is often a false sense held abstractly without truly knowing what it actually constitutes. I say this in reflection, of course, that I too once felt I possessed such belief. But after many hours and days with little to no external mental stimulations like TV and literally only the most minimal amounts of physical interactions with others, being truly left alone with just my thoughts, I realized I couldn't certainly state what I felt was my purpose. I'm sure many can agree that a purpose in and for any belief is intrinsically paramount, and without a purpose, the belief is essentially left hollow. This is evident when we acknowledge that when we have a purpose, and as we move towards its achievement, only then does the belief grow and strengthen. Because even when the purpose is known, those first steps are naturally timid, the same way I felt when I first even conceived writing Remember the Future. And yet now here I am being, you know, graciously acknowledged for what I believe is currently my purpose, and that's helping others. this degree of self-belief I didn't previously have. And I don't think I would have gotten it absent the steps I took by using this philosophy of Remember the Future. So, in a nutshell, I did my best to structure Remember the Future so that the ones who will benefit the most from it will get exactly what they need from reading it to reach their potential through establishing commitment and true belief in themselves.
Very impressive. That's Maurice Talley. He's the author of the book Remember the Future, Learn the Success of Commitment. The book's available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, the usual places where books are sold. If you're Googling it, be sure to put in Remember the Future and the name Maurice Talley. Once again, his mother is with us on the program, Tracy. I left by saying you have to be very proud of him. It's a very powerful message he has for other people, talking about issues that will motivate them, sort of the Remember the Future philosophy, isn't it? And it's a good one, and that can get all of us through difficult times in life, I'm thinking.
Well, we moved a lot up into the age when he was 12 years old. We moved like every 2 years. So it was hard for him to keep his friends and try to keep those long distance relationships. So, you know, there was a lot of, you know, hardship for him dealing with that. But I think in the end, my son is very, very smart and intellectual person. You know, boys just tend to hang around the wrong crowd and listen to the wrong people. And I think that's where his downfall came, because he trusted the wrong people, and they are the ones basically who basically lied, and you know, he's basically in prison for hearsay. And this was his way of writing this book, to have forgiveness and to show that when the people that wanted to bring him down. And this book truly, to me, is an expression of who Maurice Talley at 26 is now compared to 6 years ago. And I really want the public to know and to take strength in this book if they are having a hard time with dealing with depression or bullying or anything in their life that they're trying to overcome. This book will give them some type of, I guess, awakening, because I've had people to tell me, parents telling me that this book has turned their teenager around that was being bullied. I've had a mother to call me to say that her 16-year-old son, who was contemplating suicide, this book changed his life. And I want that to be inputted in any person that picks up this book and read it. Change. It is a way to change your life for the good and make yourself known and have a purpose and to know what you're here on this earth and what God created you for. And I really want the public to know that that is what he wants people to know, that you can always remember the future and change what is in the present.
The book is Remember the Future, Learn the Success of Commitment by Maurice Talley. Again, the book is available wherever books are sold. If you're Googling it, put in Remember the Future and the author's name so you get the correct book. It's Maurice Talley. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on the book. He says at the end, the main takeaway is fighting through self-belief. And boy, that's something that's powerful, and that's something, again, that we all can learn from, isn't it? We all go through periods of self-doubt and questioning self-belief.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And he wants the public and kids, even grown-ups, if you at a point in your life where you just feel like you don't know what to do, just take a minute and just remember the future is here for you to plan. For you to, if you need a second chance at life or with a relationship or with your everyday job that you're not happy with, you know, because he has a chapter on procrastination. And we as people know that is very bad sometimes,
yes, procrastinating. Yes.
And reading this book, you will find a reason not to procrastinate with your life, because time here on earth is so short, and he wants everyone to know, don't waste a minute of it, because it's so precious.
Well, and he talks about the power of redemption, which is so important as well. It's a very important book, a powerful book, and I'm so impressed with Maurice, his statement that he made just a few minutes ago, the book that he has written, the fact that he has very difficult circumstances, but he is out there extending help out to other people and changing lives. Besides the book, Tracy, I know that there are efforts that you were trying to put together to show the video, to make sure that the right people see the video, and there's some question the officials are saying that could be doctored. You want to prove that's not the case. How can people get more information and help you in this case?
I'm actually setting up, I have a YouTube channel called Reba's Rants, and I'm in preparation now to present the entire case, including the video, to show where he was at the time of the shooting. I'm wanting the public to see how wrongly he was convicted on this charge. And because trying to get a attorney to look at this case, it's ridiculous what they want to charge. So I will be asking the public's opinion to see how judicial system is not for the innocent. It is not. Whether you're innocent or not, the judicial system is not going to go that way they need to go. They are saying that the only thing they can tell me about the video that I have proof of is that it could have been docuted. It could have been tampered with. Can you believe that is all they can tell me? The video has been in the DA's office for the last couple of years, and he has even presented it to a judge or even go back to the public defender to say, why wasn't this presented at the time of the hearing that we had? My son didn't understand the plea deal that they gave him. And it was a very emotional time, Rick. And I'm going to do whatever I can as his mother in order to free him. Even if I don't free him, I want his name cleared of this charge, to where by 2029, when he comes up for parole, that I'm praying that a judge will see that they would say time served, because of there was no investigation done. I'm as his mother. They never even came to me to even ask me his whereabouts at the time of this shooting. So he dealt with a lot being incarcerated. He really felt like, he said, Mom, I think it's a conspiracy. No one wants to help me. And writing this book, I promise you, changed his life. And now it's almost 7 years next month since he's been incarcerated. Excuse me, to 29th of this month will be 7 years since his incarceration. And that's how long we've been fighting to get this video proof out there to the public and get their opinion. Because it seems like in today's society, the public opinion is all we have to save so many men that are being wrongfully convicted. And he wants every man, woman that is in prison right now to read this book and try to find some kind of solace of your innocence and keep fighting and don't give up. And that's what we're going to do. And I thank you, Rick, for giving me this platform to on my son.
Well, you're and welcome and happy to do this. And this shines light on a number of problems in the whole judicial system that caught up Maurice, and this is where we are today. I guess the positive is, first of all, the book and the way he's helping people, and such a talented author, writer, thinker. And on top of that, it's you've got outlets out there now. You mentioned YouTube. You've got other places where you can get the people behind you. maybe enough that pressure can be made to reopen this case. A minute or so left. How can they take part in YouTube? How can they catch that and get the glimpse of the video and participate?
In about 10 to 15 days, go to Reba's Rants at YouTube. My Facebook channel is Reba Rants. Facebook page is Reba Rants, and it's R-E-B-A apostrophe S-R-A-N-T-S at Facebook. And you can be able to see the actual video, the time stamped. And I'm going to be presenting all the court documents that show the time that the 911 call came in and show you exactly where my son was at the time of that 911 call coming in. And I need the public's help and anyone out there that can give pro bono work to help me with this case for my son, prove that he was charged wrongfully for this drive-by shooting that happened January 13th, 2013.
Well, we will stay in touch. So
out there, and if anyone out there that knows anything about this case that happened in Las Vegas on that day, you can go to those pages or that channel and give me the information in order to have Las Vegas Police Department and DA's office to reopen this case.
So on Facebook, it's Reba's Rants on that Facebook page. That's probably the best place to follow. And then you can link on to YouTube from there, I would assume.
Yes, you can. Will be. The channel is up and running now, but we are just working on this segment to present it within a few weeks. And hope the book can be the answer for someone out there.
Well, the book, as I mentioned in the beginning, is called The Candid and Insightful Guide for the Average Person to Find Their Own Success by Identifying and Maneuvering Through the Mental Obstacles of Everyday Life. Showing the reader hope is never lost in this often negative, difficult world by Maurice Talley. The book is Remember the Future, Learn the Success of Commitment. Buy the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the online stores. Remember, when you put in Remember the Future, put in Maurice Talley.
It's only available online.
Yes. So that's available. It's readily available out there. Tracy, his mother, has been with us on the program. You'll be able to follow all of this as it unfolds on Reba's Rants on Facebook and then on YouTube. Tracy, it's been a pleasure. Best of luck with all of this. We will stay in touch. And thank you for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. Remember the Future, Learn the Success of Commitment is Maurice's book. Tracy Banks Talley, his mother, has been our guest on the program. You'll find the information, connect right to it, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.